This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Hamas says it is sending a delegation to Egypt as soon as possible to continue talks in the latest sign of progress in the fragile ceasefire process. The group's supreme leader said Thursday he had spoken to Egypt's intelligence chief and Hamas negotiators who traveled to Cairo to complete the ongoing discussions, but the aim of working for an agreement, but chances for the deal are entangled with the question of whether Israel can accept an end to the war without reaching its state goal of destroying Hamas. The stakes in the ceasefire negotiations were made clear in a new UN report that said if the war in Gaza stops today, it will still take until 2040 to rebuild. A top UN official says hard-hit northern Gaza is now a full-blown famine. After more than 6 months of war between Israel and Hamas and severe Israeli restrictions on food deliveries to the Palestinian territory, Cindy McCain, the American director of the UN Food Program or World Program, is the most prominent international official so far to declare that trapped civilians in the most cut off part of Gaza have gone over the brink. Pro-Palestinian protesters faced off with police as U.S. colleges braced for more turmoil during graduation festivities. That's according to video obtained by Reuters. Police and riot gear closed in on protesters, pushing them back with shields and firing tear gas. Police have so far arrested more than 2,000 protesters at colleges around the country. You'll find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Russia has put Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky on its wanted list. That's according to Russian state media on Saturday, citing the Interior Ministry's database. As of Saturday afternoon, both Zelensky and his predecessor featured on the ministry's list of people wanted on unspecified criminal charges. Commander of Ukraine's ground forces was also on that list. Drone footage obtained by the Associated Press shows the devastation inflicted on the Ukrainian village. It has been a target for Russian forces as they continue to advance in the Donetsk region in eastern Ukraine. Ukraine's military has acknowledged that Russians have gained a foothold in the village with a pre-war population of about 3,000, but says that fighting continues. No building appears to have been left untouched by that fighting. Most houses, apartments, blocks, and other buildings look damaged beyond repair, and many houses have been pummeled into piles of wood and bricks. The worst heat wave in recent memory in the semi-arid Sahel exposed a struggle of hunter-led countries such as Chad and Mali. It has been a struggle to guarantee basic services, and the need for water and electricity has been more acute as of late. Indian Foreign Minister Subrahmanyam Jaishankar on Saturday rejected U.S. President Joe Biden's comment that xenophobia was hobbling the South Asian nation's economic growth. He said that there was some talk about economic performance. He says, as you know, the GDP is about 7%. You check other people's GDP, check the growth rate, and you will get the answer. Earlier in the week, former president or current President Biden had said that xenophobia in China, Japan, and India was holding back growth in their respective economies, as he argued migration has been good for the U.S. economy. Australian officials say that a 16-year-old boy armed with a knife has been shot dead by police after he stabbed a man in the west coast city of Perth. That incident occurred in the parking lot of a hardware store in the suburban Willerton on Saturday night. Western Australian Premier Roger Cook told reporters on Sunday that the teen allegedly attacked a man and then rushed at police officers before he was shot. Cook said that there are indications he had been radicalized online. Cook added that it appears that the boy acted on his own. I'm Tommy McNeil.